This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. The Chief Operating Officer of Weaver Popcorn Manufacturing says the planned $22 million investment in the company's Van Buren operations announced Monday will allow for more innovation and flexibility. Tim Engel says the expansion brings multiple benefits.
It's not only giving us a big runway for growth and capacity for our sales team to continue to grow and expand the category, but it's also going to upgrade a lot of the current full-time associates as far as them being able to level up into new jobs, higher paying jobs that are already, you know, it's a great place to work, but now there's even more opportunities for those in the skilled trades, machine operators, learning new skills. And, you know, for that, it's really great for this part of Indiana.
The popcorn manufacturer is using the investment to add new technology, an additional production line, and 45 jobs. New York-based book publisher Penguin Random House is investing up to $50 million to expand its distribution and fulfillment center in Crawfordsville. The company plans to add 650,000 square feet of space that will allow the facility to double its annual shipments of physical print books. Penguin Random House currently employs 900 people in Crawfordsville, but no new jobs are planned with the expansion. Indiana University on Monday announced Ken Iwama, who has served as Chancellor of IU Northwest since 2020, has been promoted to Vice President of Regional Campuses and Online Education. In his new role, Iwama will have oversight of IU's five regional campuses and the university's online education operation. He will begin his new position on July 1st. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation invite you to the Engage Indiana series presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. With an unrelenting focus on growing Indiana's economy, we'll dive into each region's unique challenges and distinct opportunities for growth. Nine regions, one goal. Indiana's bold future starts here. Discover more and register at ibj.com/engage.
Indiana's life sciences companies landed about $5.5 billion in capital and investments last year from all sources. That's down 19% from a year earlier. IIB's Kate Sharon has more.
That figure includes funds raised through venture capital, mergers and acquisitions, federal small business awards, and other sources, according to a report issued Monday by BioCrossroads, an Indianapolis-based group that promotes and invests in the state's life sciences sector and tracks the funding. The report said it used information gathered from the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, PitchBook data, company press releases, the Federal Small Business Innovation Research Awards website, and other public data. The life sciences sector includes pharmaceutical, medical devices, orthopedics, and agricultural industries. Together, they have long been touted as major contributors to the state's economy. Among the investments was $287.5 million in venture capital raised by 34 companies to help finance a wide array of technologies, from medical isotopes to stem cell therapies. That's down from $619.8 million invested in 37 companies in 2022, nearly $3.5 billion came from mergers and acquisitions, including Paragon Medical, a Princeton-based manufacturer of medical devices, which was acquired by Pennsylvania-based Amitech for $1.9 billion. Overall, Indiana's life sciences sector contributed a staggering $95 billion to the state economy last year, the BioCrossroads report said. That's higher than the $77 billion contributed in 2022. Kate Sharon, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
A fertilizer tank leak has resulted in a miles-long fish kill in central Indiana, environmental officials said Monday. Officials with the Indiana Department of Environmental Management said state conservation officers on Sunday afternoon reported a large number of dead fish in the waters around Flint Creek near West Point in Tippecanoe County. Agency responders determined the kill stretched about 10 miles. Responders detected elevated levels of ammonia nitrogen in the waters that they said came from a leak in a 30,000-gallon liquid nitrogen fertilizer storage tank at the nearby Scott Miller Farm. Officials said the farm owner has taken steps to contain the leak. Horizon League Commissioner Julie Rowe Latch is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.